AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An equipment failure in Southern Maryland causes a series of power outages that affected the White House, Capitol Hill, the State Department, and other locations in Washington. NORAD and U.S. Northern Command Chief Admiral Bill Gortney tells reporters at the Pentagon.
Are the backup systems that we put in place, do they work? And at the moment, as what I've been told, is that they all kicked in and they're all working. Everybody was backup on backup power, which is why we do it. We build redundancy into this critical infrastructure.
While many of the outages were brief, some lasted longer, with evacuations at the various Smithsonian museums, and a number of metro stations had to switch over to backup generators. White House officials leaving open the possibility that President Obama might recommend Cuba's removal from a list of state sponsors of terror around the time of the Summit of the Americas later this week in Panama. Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
I would not envision a final decision happening that quickly. You'll recall that this is a process that begins at the State Department, but it doesn't end there, that there are some other steps to the process beyond that.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the review of Cuba's place on that terror list is in its final stages. Freshman Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is running for president, telling backers in Louisville,
"We've come to take our country back."
Paul, whose libertarian leanings have run contrary to the GOP leadership, says the federal government is far too invasive.
The Washington machine that gobbles up our freedoms and invades every nook and cranny of our lives must be stopped.
Paul is just the second major candidate to declare for the presidential race in 2016, but the field could grow by more than 20 Republicans by the start of the primaries in February. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is down 9. This is AP Radio News. A private plane returning from the NCAA basketball tournament in Indianapolis crashed in central Illinois, killing all 7 people on board, including Illinois State University Associate Head Basketball Coach Tori Ward and Deputy Athletic Director Aaron Leach. Surge in job openings in February, but employers filled fewer of those jobs than they did in January.
There were more than 5 million jobs open in February, the most in 14 years, and far fewer Americans got laid off. In fact, the experts say if you're employed now, you've got a pretty high degree of job security. So what's the bad news? Skittish employers filled fewer of the available jobs than they did the month before, a sign they may have been spooked by a stumbling economy, but not worried enough to cut more jobs. Experts think that skittishness is only temporary. Rita Foley, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.